The Naked Gourd program presents Humphrey Bogart on The Bob Hope Show. Comic irony abounds during this kitchen-inspired show, says Excite web portal, The Naked Gourd program at www.nakedgourd.org.
It is my pleasure to introduce a very fine actor and the toughest guy on the screen, recently seen in Warner Brothers' High Sierra and The Wagons Roll at Night, Humphrey Bogart.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
I'm glad to see you got down off that mountain all right, Humphrey.
Just a minute, Hope. My pals call me Bogey. What do the fellows on this program call you?
There must be some way to answer that and still stay on the air. Oh, pardon me if I'm a little nervous around you, Humphrey. You're so tough. You know, when you walk down the street, the people run into their houses.
Yeah? Then you come on the air and they run right out again.
Just a minute, Bogart. You can't talk to me that way.
What's that? What'd you say?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. But I'm warning you, Humphrey, don't fool around with me.
Why? Do you carry a gun?
You see this hip?
Yeah. What about it?
Bulges, doesn't it? Wait a minute. Don't reach for your rod.
I was just kidding, Bob. All I got in my pocket is a handkerchief.
I still think it's a gun.
No, it's a handkerchief. Watch. I'll use it. Bad cold.
Hey, huh? You know, 2 weeks ago we had your co-worker, Priscilla Lane, on this program. She just finished a new picture at Warner Brothers, $500,000 Baby.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Bob. Not a half a million. The name of the picture is Million Dollar Baby.
You mean it was before the tax. Say, tell me, Bogey, what picture did you just make over there?
I made a picture called The Wagons Roll at Night.
Oh, you mean like Crosby's Horses? But you're so... Oh, killer in there. Oh, for that Norman, anything. But you're so tough in your pictures. Tell me, Humphrey, were you always a mug?
Oh, no, I was the nicest boy in my neighborhood. I always went to school dressed in my cute little Lord Fauntleroy suit, and when I walked down the street, all the neighbors would point at me and say, "There's the little rat who blew up the pool room."
Say, I was a tough kid, too. In school, I used to make spitballs and throw them all around the room.
No, you did? You did? Me, too. It only took me a half an hour to make a spitball.
Well, I could make one in a minute.
You mean you didn't wait for the cement to harden?
Humphrey, you're just a mug at heart. You're the kind of guy who would put a mustache in the Mona Lisa.
Oh, no, not me. If he can't raise his own, I'm not going to help him.
Well, I've watched you a lot in pictures, Humphrey. Tell me, doesn't it make your flesh crawl when you stand there pumping bullets into guys, sticking knives into guys' backs, putting guys in wet cement and tossing them in the river?
Oh, no, don't bother me at all. I go right home and sleep like a log if a fuse don't blow.
If a fuse don't blow?
Well, good gracious, you didn't expect me to sleep with the light out. You know, Bob, everybody thinks I'm tough, but I'm not really tough at all. In the evenings, I like to get out in my rock garden.
You've got a rock garden?
Yeah, sure I have. I get the seeds from the government.
Say, my brother's in a rock garden under government supervision, too.
Yeah, he is?
Yeah.
What does he grow?
A little older each year. Tell me, are you going to keep making those gangster pictures over Warner Brothers with George Raft?
Yes. As a matter of fact, George Raft and I would like to have Skinny Ennis in our next picture with us.
Why? What good would Skinny Ennis be in a prison cell?
Well, we could pick the lock with him.
Well, I'll call Skinny over here and have him meet you. Hey, Skinny, come here.
Hiya, fellas.
Skinny, this is Humphrey Bogart.
Well, shut my mouth. Shut my mouth.
Be careful, Skin. This guy will do it.
Hiya, Skinny.
Hiya, big shot. What are you having to mob?
Get a load of public adrenaline, number one.
Oh, Bob, me and Bogey come from the same neck of the woods.
Is that so? Where were you born, Skin?
Nah, he wasn't born. A St. Bernard dug him up.
Yeah, hold on now. Maybe I don't look like so much on the surface. But, man, when you look a little further, you'll find I'm really nothing.
You did it. By the way, Skin, how's your girl?
Oh, she's getting awful hard to handle.
Ah, listen, Skinny, I'll help you. There are two ways to handle a woman. Either you treat her very gently, or you treat her very rough.
Well, which is the better method?
Neither. Whichever you use, they still like a guy who owns a Cadillac.
Well, Skinny, you ought to handle your women like Humphrey does. Assert yourself.
I do. Only the other day, I looked my girl in the eye and I said, "Woman, you're my woman. And you got to do exactly as I tell you."
Did that make an impression on her?
I guess so. She laughed so hard, I fell off her lap.
Well, is your girl here tonight, Skin?
Yeah, Bob, I'll call her. Hey, Magnolia.
Come on, honey. Oh, hi, y'all.
Well, shut my mouth if it isn't Magnolia.
Well, Well, Mr. Hopewell, shut my mouth.
And this is Mr. Bogart.
Oh, shut my mouth.
And what a business I could do in zippers.
Oh, I thought you were the big bad man that's in the movie.
That's what they tell me, yep.
Well, shut my mouth and pull it way down over my chin.
I would, but I see somebody beat me to it.
Say, you better be careful what you say to her, Humphrey. Skinny worships the ground she crawled out of.
Are you really Humphrey Bogart? The rat who forces his attentions on girls and makes them kiss him and kiss him and kiss him and until the poor things are almost unconscious?
That's me.
See, Skinny, that's what I mean.
Oh, so you finally got around to speaking to me, huh?
Oh, I didn't mean to neglect you. How are you, honey lamb?
Oh, he's just fine.
How do you know?
He's using my blood today. Hey, isn't Mr. Bogart a tough-looking guy?
Oh, he's not so tough.
Oh, no?
No. I dare you to knock this chip off my shoulder.
Magnolia, let me down.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Bogart. I wish Skinny could kiss like you.
Oh, well, what's wrong with Skinny? Does he give you the fatherly kiss or the brotherly kiss or the real sweetheart's kiss?
Well, I don't know. Which is the one where I have to bend down and pick him up after it's all over?
Hey, see? You see, Skinny's the weaker type. I'll show you how to kiss her, Skinny. Come here, dame, and throw your arms around me.
I will not.
Oh, no, I'll show you who's boss around here. That'll show you. Now let me down.
Thank you, Humphrey Bogart. And you'll be back with us in a few minutes, folks. Take it, Skinny.
Be sure to check out the Naked Gourd program at www.nakedgourd.org.